I remember very vividly the first time that my parents thought that I was old enough to come to shul for Ne'ilah at the end of Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur afternoon being brought back to shul for the closing hour or so of the service. I wasn't so much disturbed by the notion of the gates of heaven closing on me, but more excited by the fact that yet again I'd have the chance to hear the sound of the shofar at the end of the fast. And indeed, this is a moment of high drama and very exciting, emotionally moving, when at the end of the Yom Kippur, the day concludes with the sound of the shofar. And indeed, there are different minhagim, different customs about when the shofar should be sounded, how many notes should be sounded on the shofar. In some communities, the practice is to sound the shofar straight after the end of the Ne'ilah service, before we daven Maariv. In other communities, based on the ruling in the Tur, one of the classic sources of Jewish law, the custom is, as we have in many United Synagogue communities, to sound the shofar after davening Maariv, right at the very, very end of the day. The Mechaber, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, says that the custom is to sound Tekiah Shevarim Teruah Tekiah, a series of four notes, whereas the Rama rules for Ashkenazim that the correct practice is to sound just one note, a Tekiah Gedolah. And I'm sure that in many communities, everybody wonders how much energy does the Baal Tekiah have after a day of fasting to be able to sound that Tekiah Gedolah. But why is it that we sound the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur? Why does this holiest of days conclude with the Tekiah Shofar? So there are five reasons that I came across for why we sound the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. One reason is to remind us of the Yovel year, the Jubilee year that was celebrated every 50 years in antiquity. Part of the mitzvah of the Jubilee year was that all slaves would be released and set free. And that was accomplished when on Yom Kippur, the sound of the shofar was sounded throughout the land. We no longer have the Yovel year. We no longer even know which year is supposed to be a Jubilee year. But nevertheless, to remind us of the sounding of the shofar in Yom Kippur in ancient times, we sound the shofar too at the end of our Yom Kippur. Another more practical reason given for sounding the shofar after Ne'ilah is to tell everybody that the fast is over. There might be people who haven't been able to come to shul, that who are in close-by houses in days before there were watches and clocks. They didn't necessarily know that they could now go and prepare food. So therefore, that was another reason why they instituted the sounding of the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. Another suggestion is, this is to show that we've got victory over the Satan. The Satan has tried to destroy the Jewish people over the course of Yom Kippur, to tell the Almighty that we're wicked. But instead, we've managed to do teshuva, we've managed to repent, and we've won the battle. Another possibility is that we sound the shofar to confound the Satan. The Satan is now trying to get his claws back into us, but we want to weaken his powers for the coming year. And finally, perhaps most significantly, some commentators suggest that we sound the shofar because of Siluk Shekhinah, to indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, is withdrawing from being amongst us directly on Yom Kippur and going up to a higher level of heaven. Now the holiness of the day is over. What we have to do is try and live our lives without God's hand literally on our shoulders, but being true to everything that we said over the course of the day. We should be inspired by Yom Kippur and inspired by the sound of the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. Shana Tova.